running because I feel that Peace River is in a position right now that we could be doing a lot better. Mm-hmm. Things are okay, but should we not aspire to always improve and make our community the best it can be? We have lots going for us, but we can improve a lot too. I don't think anybody is saying Peace River is dying, but we are saying that Peace River is ripe for growth. And personally, I don't want to be the next Grand Prairie, but I want to grow a little bit so that we can get certain services, retail stores, things like that in our area once we hit the 10,000 mark or whatever that mark may be. I think that there's so much potential here that we haven't tapped it, that I do believe we spend so much time thinking about things that we are missing great opportunities. There's always a place for, so over second thought and thinking about the outcomes of certain initiatives that we take. But again, that sometimes we lose opportunity in that very oversight.
If you are elected, Shelley, one of the big topics right at the moment as far as growth is concerned is the energy sector, or the potential with the energy sector, nuclear energy, wind energy. What is your take on that, and how big is the communication going to be with parties to try and get this in the region?
I think there's room for everybody. There's room for all kinds of energy. To say that we should only go after one would be, we'd be fools. We should go after anything that can make energy in our area. We should be doing it, as far as I'm concerned. I do think that that's important. I think that we have to hold every body that is oversighting this right now, this the nuclear energy thing, we have to keep on top of them and make sure it's progressing the way it should. But the communication has to be clear. Like, I cannot stress that enough. If we aren't clear with our residents into what they're buying into, that's going to be, that will come back to bite us and possibly hold the project up. The more information that everybody has, the more educated everybody has, that's how good decisions are made, coming from that. So I absolutely think that we have to be open to all energy, and we have to be open and discussing this. We need to be talking to our friends and neighbors about what it's going to mean for us. It's not just one thing to go and read on it. You have to have those discussions, interactive discussions with your fellow residents, and decide, what do you want? What do you want to see for Peace River?
How good do you anticipate the voter turnout to be on Monday?
I hope people show up. You've got two very different people in the race, and I guess what it comes down to is, which one does Peace River need right now? Where have they been, and where are they going? So that's what the question we need to see is. There are no right or wrong leaders here. They are just different leaders, and you pick which you think will be the best for Peace River going forward.
Some final thoughts on Shelley Shannon running for the mayor's seat in Peace River.
I have not had this much fun, but it's just about killing me. I have opened that office, and I cannot believe it was a great idea, but if I can't be there all the time, we had to reroute some things, same as the doors. People want me to come in and have tea. I would love to, but I got a lot of doors to get to. So those are the kind of things that make my heart happy, is when I see the involvement and the engagement and like the flowers and just like people wanting to show that they support you and that they see you. They see what you've been doing all these years and years, and they're excited. And I'm really enjoying it. It's been very eye-opening, very eye-opening. Talking about just what you didn't know in Peace River, I have now met my fourth legally blind person, and I did not know that we actually have a sector here in Peace River that needs more services. So that was another interesting tidbit I found from this campaign. And this campaign has been a face-to-face, people-to-people campaign, so I've learned so much about my community.
I appreciate this. Shelley Shannon, thank you very much.
Give peace a chance.